There's a dual treat in store for our listeners this week in the person of our two guest stars, Kathy and Elliot Lewis. Both star in their own radio network programs and appear on every important show coming from Hollywood. I've worked with them a number of times and can truthfully say that they are as fine an acting team as can be found. We want you to meet them in person, two very famous voices. Kathy?
Thank you, Les. You know I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Now, Elliot?
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here, and we're anxious to get started.
8 programs a week, and they still love it. That's a sign of real troopers. I want words with you two after the show. We've a lot to talk about.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Okay, it's a promise. And now, here is our announcer.
Hats off!
3 cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled values!
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain!
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream!
Toothbrushes to nylon!
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back!
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale!
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store!
And the conditions stipulated in the enclosed contract are those discussed and agreed upon with your agent during our conference last Tuesday. I am sure that they meet with your satisfaction and hope that you will be coming to New York soon to join the cast of the show. Sincerely yours, Robert Peyton. Oh, Robert Peyton, my big, handsome, adorable, lovable boss. Myra Shepherd, you should have your head examined. You're wasting your time in this producer's office. Myra Shepherd...
Miss Shepherd.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Please come in now.
Yes, Mr. Peyton. Oh, he's so cute when he dictates letters.
Miss Shepherd.
Coming, Mr. Peyton. I was just looking for my pencil.
I have plenty of pencils.
Oh, but I always use the same one. I'm used to it.
Please, Miss Shepherd, please come in.
Yes, Mr. Peyton. Oh, dear. What did I do with that pencil? Oh, here it is.
Miss Shepherd, bring in that contract and the letter to the West Coast, the one to Miss Trent.
Well, you could have told me before I started into the office.
Miss Shepherd, I've been calling you to come in here for I don't know how long, and you have the nerve to tell me, your boss? Oh, never mind.
I'm sorry, Mr. Peyton.
All right.
I'm coming in now, Mr. Peyton. Oh, he's so wonderful when he gets mad.
Now, what were you so huffy about?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Peyton, nothing at all. I'm so sorry, Mr. Peyton.
Will you please stop Mr. Peytoning me to death?
What shall I call you, Mr. Peyton?
Oh, I don't know. Call me Butch.
Oh. Okay, Butch.
Take a telegram.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Huh?
A Butch.
Miss Susan Trent, Knickerbocker Hotel, Hollywood, California.
You just wrote to her.
I know all about it.
Oh.
Dear Miss Trent, making complete arrangements for you upon arrival in New York. Reservations Plaza Hotel for period during rehearsals. Upon arrival of show back in city after Boston tryout, you can either remain at hotel or I will sublet my apartment for you. I'm sure this will all meet with your satisfaction. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Meet with your satisfaction. We'll have private car meet you at airport that you may get to hotel without usual flood of reporters. If anything you desire, please wire immediately. Sincerely, put my name on.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Call me Butch.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Do you realize, Miss Shepherd, what all this means?
Well...
No, you wouldn't. You haven't been working here long enough.
No.
Getting Miss Trent for the lead in this new show is the greatest idea I ever had. Do you realize that?
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
She is one of the country's best actresses, Miss Shepherd.
Yes, Butch.
It'll mean a success no matter how bad the show is.
But you wrote it.
Well, sure I wrote it. But you never can tell what the critics will think. I have Miss Trent all pictured for the part. She can carry the entire show. Provides her with a strong starring role.
I know.
How do you know?
Oh, I read it last night.
Hmm?
I took a copy home.
Oh, I see. Well, get the letter and the telegram out.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
How long have you been working here?
2 weeks.
All right, now listen. My name is Bob. Robert Peyton. Understand? Call me Bob. All right, that should simplify matters.
Yes, Bob.
I'll call you Myra. That should save at least 4 man hours a week. We're going to be very busy.
Now, it would be extremely advantageous to both you and the good of the show if... Indeed. Susan Trent. Nothing but a has-been. All the trouble of getting her that hotel suite. Who does she think she is? Spending our good money like that and her not even here yet. A private car to take her from the Air Force. If the arrival of Miss Trent was kept quiet. When she is completely settled and rested, we can tip off the press and cause a run on her hotel suite. All this trouble to get her a bunch of publicity that she doesn't even deserve. I saw her last picture. Wasn't anything to rave about. I think the leading man stole the whole thing right out from under her nose. She really was good. Butch in there couldn't get her so easily. I could do better myself. As a matter of fact, I could.
Hello, Peyton speaking. Long distance from Hollywood? Collect. All right, put it through. All the nerve, Collect. Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah, hello, Sam. What? Yeah, the whole thing's arranged. She won't come out unless I'm telling the truth? Well, don't be silly, Sam. Everything's arranged. Tell her to come ahead. Okay, Sam. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I'll meet you at the airport. Goodbye, Sam. Myra?
Yes, Mr. Peyton.
Come in a minute.
Yes, Mr. Peyton. Bob. I have my pencil behind my ear this time.
Wonderful. Uh-huh. You get more and more efficient every day.
A letter?
No.
Oh.
Listen carefully. Miss Trent will arrive tomorrow on the 8 p.m. plane. She'll be rushed right down to the hotel. I'll be at the theater all day tomorrow. We start rehearsals in the morning, so you'll be here alone. If anyone calls, don't give them any information. Above all, don't tell them about Miss Trent. Got that?
Yes, Bob.
I'm leaving now. Take care of all the details. Everything must go smoothly, Myra. Miss Trent is rather a high-strung woman. Most good actresses are high-strung.
Oh, no, they're not.
How'd you know?
I'm not high-strung.
You're not an actress.
Oh, no, I guess I'm not.
All right, then. We don't want to excite Miss Trent. I'll watch you down at the theater in a day or so. You can hold book.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful, Bob. Imagine holding book for a big writer, director, producer like you. I won't have to hold it. I know it by heart.
Oh, you memorize it, huh?
Yes,
sir. Well, you just keep with it. Never can tell when Miss Trent will get sick, huh?
No, that's right. Never can tell. This is a fine way to spend a day. Sit around and answer the telephone while he's waiting for that Trent woman. Susan Trent this, Susan Trent that. Myra Shepherd, you're a pretty girl. You're a good actress. And you've been working right under the nose of Broadway's biggest writer, producer, director, and he doesn't even notice you. Now, what's wrong? Oh, you've slipped, Myra. You've missed your opportunity. Did I? No. I can still do it. Myra, you can still do it. Yes.
Happy day, car rental.
This is Peyton Productions calling.
Oh, yes, about your limousine. We have it all ready. It'll be at the airport exactly 7:30 to meet Mr. Peyton and Miss Susan Trent.
That's correct. But there's been a little change in plans. You won't have to get there until about 8:30.
Oh, thank you for telling us.
Remember now, 8:30.
You betcha.
Step number one taken care of. This is the one that should do it.
This is the Plaza. No accommodations available for at least 6 months.
This is Peyton Productions.
Yes?
We have a reservation for a 3-room suite for Miss Susan Trent from Hollywood.
Oh, yes. That's all taken care of. Mr. Peyton arranged...
This is Mr. Peyton's office calling. Miss Trent is not expected tonight. In fact, she isn't expected at all.
Well, that's too bad.
No, it isn't.
What?
We want to cancel the reservation.
You mean we won't have Miss Trent with us?
Exactly.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I like Miss Trent.
That's just too bad. Cancel the reservation.
Oh, all right, but I won't like it very much.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. That probably is her only fan. Well, now for the newspapers.
And the curtain comes down on Act One of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of For the Good of the Show, co-starring Kathy and Elliot Lewis. But now, during our brief intermission, let's lend an ear to our announcer.
The name Keepsake means quality. Brilliant. Keepsake is guaranteed. Perfect. Keepsake is styled for you. It's a truly perfect diamond ring. It's a guaranteed perfect diamond ring meant just for you. Your keepsake. Your keepsake.
You've turned the trick that every producer on Broadway has tried for the past 5 years. You're in, brother. Now, let's see. Ramp 7, there we are. And there's the great big bird that brought Daddy's million-dollar box office package home to roost. Yes, sirree, Susie Trent. Peyton, you got a hit on your hands now. Oh, Sam! Sam, over here! Here I am, Bob Peyton. Sam!
Well, I guess we made it, did we, Peyton? Susan, this is Bob Peyton.
How do you do?
Charmed indeed, Miss Trent. And if Sam doesn't mind, I think we'd better start calling each other by our first names. Rehearsal in a day or so.
Yes, I know. I'm anxious to get started. Bob.
Okay, let's go, Susan. There's a car right out in the back of the waiting room. In here, please.
I couldn't do better myself, baby.
Now, we'll zoom right over to the hotel.
Fine.
And no reporters, either.
Good. I can't stand reporters getting my hair.
But I really don't mind reporters if the interview is arranged. You know, I don't like them crowding in on me.
Oh, of course. I realize, Susan. Ah, right through this door. And there.
And where?
Well, the car should be here. I told him to be here at 7:30.
Well, Mr. Fichter, it's 8:10.
Oh, well, please don't worry. The car is here. It must be here. I ordered it myself.
Maybe that's why it isn't here. Typically New York. Sam, tell me. Do things like this ever happen in Hollywood?
Well, I...
No! Sam, how I ever let you talk me into coming here,
Well, come on. We'll grab a cab. Taxi. Taxi.
Get in.
Plaza Hotel driver. See? It isn't as bad as we thought.
I hate taxi cabs.
Oh. Oh, come on, let's go in.
Nothing like a Knickerbocker. Everything's so dull-looking.
Well, yes, you're right. The city is a little bit dull. Miss Susan Trent's key, please. I'm Mr. Peyton.
Trent? Peyton?
Miss Susan Trent, Hollywood, the three-room suite?
Oh, yes. I mean, no. Someone canceled your reservation.
Someone what?
Canceled your reservation, sir.
Peyton, what's going on here? What kind of a runaround are you giving
me? Oh, no, wait, Sam. You got me wrong. I planned everything.
Why the holdup?
Well, you see, Now, you must understand.
We might as well tell her. You don't have a reservation.
Oh, so now I don't have a reservation. What else have you got up your sleeve? Clerk, I want a room and a bath.
I'm sorry, madam, but we don't have a room and bath.
Now, you listen to me. I'm Susan Trent from Hollywood, and I want a room immediately. I don't care if you have to throw someone out.
Now, we don't have a room. And at the Plaza, we don't throw people out. Not for even Miss Trent.
Who are these people? Peyton, who are they?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Peyton, what kind of a joke is this?
Who are they? What are they laughing at?
That is the press, miss. They've been waiting here for nearly an hour. I told them to go away, but they insisted you'd be here.
Sam, do you realize what this means? All this bad publicity? Sam, don't just stand there. Do something. And as for you, Mr. Peyton, a little token of my appreciation.
Oh!
Mike? Listen, this is Mr. Payton. I'm at the office. You better put up a sign. No rehearsal this morning. Postponed until tomorrow at 10. Got that? Okay, Mike, thanks. Miss Shepherd!
Yes, Bob. Good morning.
Myra, do you know what happened to me last night?
Yes. I mean, no.
I have never been so humiliated in all my life. That wench of an actress hauled off and hit me square on the jaw.
Why?
Why? Didn't you read the papers? Miss Susan Trent, Hollywood star, has artistic tantrum at Plaza Hotel.
Oh, you said she was high-strung.
Myra, someone cold, hard, and calculating is trying his level best to ruin me. The car didn't show up at the airport. That was just the beginning. The reservation at the hotel was canceled.
Oh, dear. How terrible.
They literally threw us out of the hotel lobby. Pictures in the newspapers. Now, what's going to happen to my play? And to make matters even worse, I don't have a place to live.
What happened to your apartment?
Sam talked me into giving it to Miss Trent.
You mean she's living in your apartment?
Yes, yes. I walked the streets all night.
You did?
I had to give her the apartment. I can't lose her. She's the backbone of the play. There's a fortune invested.
Oh, well, don't you worry, Bob. It'll turn out all right.
Oh.
You can have my apartment. I could live with my girlfriend.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
It's all right. There isn't any other place for you to go. They're just art apartments in New York, that's all.
Maybe that would be a good idea.
Of course it would. My girlfriend lives in the apartment downstairs. I can stay with her.
Okay, that's the deal. Oh. Peyton speaking.
Bob, this is Susan.
Oh, yes, Susan.
I'm really terribly sorry about last night. It wasn't your fault, and I want you to accept my apology.
Oh?
And thank you so much for the apartment.
Well, that's okay, Susan. You were just excited. It was my fault.
Oh, no, it was my fault.
Please, I insist. It was my fault.
Oh, no, it was my fault.
Will you be at rehearsal tomorrow morning at 10?
All right, Bob.
Goodbye, Susan.
She's going to be in the play after all.
Now, if I could just get my hands on the party that sabotaged the works last night. Just once, in a dark place.
Oh. Oh!
Sleepy with me. Oh, yes, Peyton, the world is not so cruel. Everyone is happy again. Your secretary gives you her apartment. Wonderful. Rehearsals begin 30 days and tryout, Broadway in 6 weeks, and another hit. Lucky the god of chance is on your side. Might as well knock on Myra's door on the way to the theater. Too high.
Honestly, Clara, I tried. Don't you see everything's against me?
Hmm?
Clara, he doesn't even know I'm an actress.
Hmm.
He doesn't even know I exist. I tried my best to get rid of that Trent character. Oh, I didn't want to hurt him. He nearly lost the show because of me, Clara. I can't do anything else to him. It just isn't fair.
So that's the way it is. Myra? Myra, you ready?
Huh? Just a minute. I'll be right out, Bob.
Oh, I never dreamed. Never thought my own secretary would turn a trick like that. Show business, you're a very, very nasty game. But the apartment...
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning.
You look well this morning.
The devil with the apartment. Miss Shepherd, you're fired.
Why? You asked me to hold book. I memorized the entire play. You can't fire me now.
Why not?
Well, because you need me.
For what?
To look after you.
I'm perfectly able to look after myself.
But you said I was a good secretary, that I was faithful.
Faithful? What about your little bit of treachery?
You know...
Naturally, I know. You told the reporters. You canceled the reservation. You told the driver not to be at the airport. You know I'd have trouble with Miss Trent, that I'd have to give her my apartment. It was all planned. And what did you hope to gain?
Your esteem. And a chance at the part. Miss Trent can't do it.
Ah, that's rich. Who are you to say Miss Trent can't do it? You wanted to gain my esteem. It's funny, all right. And a part in the play to boot. Do you realize that you nearly ruined me? That I nearly lost thousands of dollars?
Oh, I realize it now. I'm terribly sorry, Bob.
Don't bob me. You're finished, Miss Shepherd. I'll mail you your check.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Payton. Thank you.
Good day, Miss Shepherd.
Just a minute.
Yes? Why, what is it?
Before you go, Mr. Payton, I want to tell you that you are an ungrateful, conceited, egotistical, hind-sighted, selfish, contemptible fool, and I love you. Good day.
no, 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 no. Take it from your entrance again, Miss Trent.
All right, Bob.
And see if you can get some life into that entrance. Remember, you own that stage. Miss Trent, Susie, this is a love scene. There must be faultless natural movement. Everything must blend and flow. No staccato! No, 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 no! What is wrong with you, Miss Trent? Try walking on that line. See how it feels. Now listen to me, Miss Trent. You are angry. But you are in love with this man. Do you understand? I want that line clipped off one word at a time. Build it in a crescendo. Got it.
Before you go, I want to tell you that you're an ungrateful, conceited, egotistical, high-sized, selfish, contemptible fool.
No, 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 that will never do. Look.
I got very bad news, Peggy.
All right, calm down. What's wrong?
Susie has to move.
What?
Yes, she has to move. Everyone in the house has to move. They just called.
What are you talking about?
Honest, no kidding. They said they have to tear the building down next week. Everybody has to move out.
My house?
All right, Mr. Peyton, this is it.
Huh?
This is the last, the final, the crowning piece of infamy.
Why,
we are finished. Understand? Finished and done.
Well, look.
You knew all along they'd tear that house down. You knew it.
No.
You and your underhanded dealing. And I apologize to you.
Well,
anything to get me to do your rotten show.
No,
they don't do things like that in Hollywood.
No, wait,
and furthermore, I have stood just about enough of your direction.
Look.
You couldn't direct a stranger to Times Square.
What?
And you can tell your backers that Miss Susan Trent has walked out.
No,
come on.
No, please, wait. Now, let me explain. I didn't know my house was going to... Please? Okay, everybody, go home. And direct a stranger to Times Square, huh? I could, too. Go ahead. Walk out. See if I care. I didn't know about the house. Gosh, I didn't know.
Before you go, Mr. Peyton, I want to tell you that you are an ungrateful, conceited, egotistical, hindsighted, selfish, contemptible fool. And I love you.
Those are lines from my play. From my play. That's it.
Oh, it's you.
Hello,
Yes, I know. You came after your shaving brush.
No,
Well, you took everything else.
I came to see you.
I don't care to see you.
Oh, please, just a minute.
Well?
Will you work for me?
Don't make me laugh. I'm going back home.
No, please, listen.
I'm listening.
They're tearing my house down.
That's fine. Now, Miss What's-Her-Name doesn't have a place to live.
That's right.
And you want me to give you my apartment again?
No,
My girlfriend?
No.
What, then?
Susan Trent walked out on me. She was a lousy actress, but now...
Don't tell me your troubles. I'm not a casting agent.
No. No, you aren't.
So?
Well, you see, I'm an ungrateful... conceited, egotistical...
hindsighted, selfish, contemptible fool.
And I love you.
Bob!
Will you play the lead?
Bob, play...
Oh, it's
Bob.
A good play. Honestly, it is. Please, will you play the lead?
All right. I'll play it on one condition.
Name it.
Marry me.
Oh. Please. Close the door.
And the curtain falls on the second act of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of For the Good of the Show, co-starring Kathy and Elliot Lewis, who will return in just a moment.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue savings.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled values. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
And here are Kathy and Elliot Lewis, our guests, who delivered an excellent performance.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Now for that little backstage talk I mentioned at the start of the show. I know that you, Elliot, are a writer, a director, and a star of a number of shows, and that you're also acting in pictures and television. And I also know that Kathy is the star of many radio shows. In fact, almost any time a big Hollywood dramatic or comedy show goes on the air here, one or both of you are in the cast. So tell me something. How does an actor get so good?
Well, Les, I think Elliot had better answer that. He is the best actor.
What do you mean? You answer it. You're a much better actress than I am an actor.
Okay, kids, as you were, I'll answer it. By working like the very Dickens all your waking hours, as I know you both do.
Well, that's a pretty good answer, Les.
Kathy, I also know that you're an ardent antique collector and decorator. How's the house coming?
Oh, it's practically complete, Les. Of course, there are a few things that I need.
You know, don't you, Les, that there will always be a few things needed.
Yes, I know. My wife's off on the same kind of a binge. Now, Elliot, I know that you're quite a collector of rare books and quite an authority on rare bindings, illustrations, and so forth. Are you pretty well satisfied with your library to date?
Well, yes, Les. I've managed to get hold of some very lovely things. Of course, there are one or two things I have my eye on.
Of course, you know, Les, there will always be one or two things you'll be looking for.
Well, I can't seem to avoid stubbing my toe here, so I think we'll conclude our interview with a thought that's occurred to me many times. I don't understand for the life of me why you two talented people haven't been signed up and placed as the lead starring in your own show.
Well, thanks very much, Les.
That's awfully nice.
Before I go, may I say thanks for both of us to the wonderful cast? Now we'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kathy and Elliot Lewis. In our cast, you heard Kathy and Elliot Lewis. Gertrude Warner played Susie. Harry Lang was Sam. O.J. Newbert was the clerk. For the Good of the Show was written by Marvin L. Grant, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell. The musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure and listen each and every week and hear outstanding stars in stories selected for their talents and for your pleasure. Your front row seat will be waiting for you, and your ticket is just the turn of a dial.